Welcome back to Meteorology Matters. You know, today we're diving into a story that you might not expect, one that connects presidential budget cuts to the accuracy of hurricane forecasts and ultimately your safety.
Oh yeah. It's fascinating how these seemingly distant political decisions, you know, can have such a direct impact on our lives, especially when it comes to severe weather.
For sure. And before we get started, a quick reminder to subscribe to the podcast and follow meteorologist Rob Jones.
Right.
You can find him on Instagram at meteorologist, on TikTok at TV meteorologist, and on YouTube, follow Rob Jones Hurricane. That's also where you'll find the Meteorology Matters podcast playlist.
Okay.
Now let's imagine a hurricane is barreling towards your coast. You check the forecast, but what you don't know is that the information feeding that forecast might be incomplete because of budget cuts made by the Trump administration.
Yeah, that's right. These cuts targeted the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or as we often call it, NOAA.
Yeah, okay.
And specifically impacted their hurricane hunters.
Hurricane hunters. Those are the brave pilots and scientists who fly right into the eye of the storm, right?
Precisely. They use specialized instruments, including Doppler radar, to create a 3D picture of the hurricane's structure. Think of it like getting an X-ray of the storm, revealing its intensity and potential path.
Wow.
This data is absolutely crucial for accurate forecasting.
Okay, so these hurricane hunter flights are important. But how do Trump's budget cuts play into this?
Well, the cuts led to layoffs within NOAA, including some key personnel from the hurricane hunters and the National Hurricane Center, the folks responsible for issuing those critical hurricane warnings.
Right.
One of the most concerning impacts is the loss of flight directors.
Why are flight directors so important? What do they actually do?
Every hurricane hunter mission requires a flight director. They're highly trained meteorologists who make real-time decisions during the flight, ensuring the safety of the crew and the success of the mission. But with fewer flight directors available, the number of flights their hurricane hunters can conduct is limited.
So it's like a sports team being short, a key player. They might be able to get on the field, but they can't perform at their best.
That's a great analogy. And in this case, the game is about keeping people safe from hurricanes.
Right.
Fewer flights mean less data, which means less accurate forecasts, especially when it comes to predicting a hurricane's intensity. Experts estimate that with fewer flights, forecast errors for hurricane intensity could increase significantly, potentially, meaning the difference between a Category 2 and a devastating Category 4.
That's a huge difference, and it seems like that lack of precise information could really impact people's decisions about whether to evacuate or how to prepare.
You're absolutely right. The accuracy of those forecasts directly translates to how much time people have to prepare and make potentially life-saving decisions.
This is pretty unsettling. I'm starting to see how these budget cuts could have a ripple effect, making us all more vulnerable to hurricane threats.
It's a complex issue, and to make it even more real, consider the story of Carrie Englert, a flight director who was laid off despite her strong performance record.
I remember reading about that. It seems like she was truly passionate about her work.
She was, and in an interview, she highlighted that NOAA had originally aimed to have 10 flight director positions filled.
Wow.
After she and another flight director were let go, only 6 remained.
Oh my God.
She expressed concern that if even one more flight director was unable to fly due to illness or other reasons, the number of Hurricane Hunter flights would be further reduced.
So even one person being unavailable could have a significant impact.
Exactly. And remember, these are highly trained professionals whose job is to keep us safe from hurricanes.
Yeah.
Losing someone like Carrie, who is clearly skilled and dedicated, is a loss for everyone.
It's heartbreaking to think about the human cost of these budget cuts. We're not just talking about numbers on a spreadsheet. We're talking about people's livelihoods and their ability to contribute to vital work that keeps us safe.
You've hit the nail on the head. And while the loss of flight directors is a major concern, the impacts of these budget cuts extend far beyond the hurricane hunters.
You're right. Other departments within NOAA have also been affected, including critical research initiatives and the development of forecasting models.
That's right. And that raises some important questions about the long-term impact of these cuts. Are we potentially hindering progress in hurricane forecasting? Could we be missing out on new technologies or models that could save lives and billions of dollars in hurricane damage?
Those are crucial questions, and it seems like we need to dig a little deeper to understand the full scope of these budget cuts and what they mean for the future of hurricane forecasting.
Absolutely. And while I understand the concerns about flight directors, isn't there a possibility that technology could help fill some of the gaps?
Mm-hmm.
Are there automated systems or remote piloting options being explored?
That's a great point, and it leads us into another critical area, the impact on research and model development. I'm curious to learn more about the specific programs that have been affected and what breakthroughs we might be missing out on.
Definitely. Let's delve into that next. It's a crucial piece of the puzzle in understanding the full impact of these budget cuts. So, shifting gears to research and model development, you might be surprised to learn that some of the most sophisticated tools we use to predict hurricanes are constantly evolving thanks to ongoing research at NOAA.
That makes sense. After all, technology is always advancing, and we need to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to forecasting these powerful storms. What kind of research has been affected by the budget cuts?
Well, one area that's been hit particularly hard is the development of hurricane models. These models are incredibly complex computer programs that simulate hurricane behavior based on a ton of data, including the observations collected by the hurricane hunters we were just talking about.
So if those models aren't getting the same level of detailed information due to fewer flights, wouldn't that impact their accuracy?
Exactly. Think of it like trying to bake a cake without all the ingredients.
Oh.
You might be able to make something that resembles a cake, but it won't be as good as it could be. Similarly, with less data feeding into the models, their ability to predict a hurricane's path and intensity could be compromised.
That's a great way to put it. It's like we're trying to solve a complex puzzle with missing pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any specific examples of research projects that have been impacted by these cuts?
There are several. Unfortunately, one promising project that was delayed due to funding shortages was focused on predicting rapid intensification. This is a phenomenon where a hurricane can suddenly and unexpectedly increase in strength, sometimes by multiple categories in just a few hours.
Wow, that sounds incredibly dangerous.
Why
is predicting rapid intensification so difficult?
It's a really complex process, and scientists are still working to fully understand all the factors involved. But having more data from hurricane hunter flights, especially from Doppler radar, could help researchers identify the early warning signs of rapid intensification.
So without that research and those advancements in modeling, we're potentially putting coastal communities at even greater risk.
Unfortunately, yes. Predicting rapid intensification is still a major challenge, but the research that was being done at NOAA was showing real promise in improving those forecasts, and those improvements could mean the difference between life and death for people living in hurricane-prone areas.
That's really sobering.
Yeah.
It seems like these budget cuts have far-reaching consequences, not just for the scientists and researchers at NOAA, but for all of us who rely on accurate hurricane forecasts.
Exactly. And the irony is that these cuts are happening at a time when climate change is making hurricanes stronger and more unpredictable.
Right. So we're facing a greater threat, but we're actually reducing our ability to predict and prepare for it.
It's a bit counterintuitive. Wouldn't you say we should be investing more in hurricane research and forecasting, not less?
Absolutely. So we've talked about the impacts on the hurricane hunters and the research being done at NOAA.
Right.
But what about the National Hurricane Center? They're the ones who issue the warnings and advisories that we all rely on. Have they been affected by these budget cuts?
Yes, they have. While the National Hurricane Center hasn't experienced the same level of personnel cuts as the hurricane hunters, they rely heavily on the data and research coming from NOAA to make their forecasts. So any reduction in data quality or research output ultimately impacts their ability to do their jobs effectively.
So it's really a domino effect. Cuts in one area can have a ripple effect throughout the entire hurricane forecasting system.
Precisely. And those ripples can ultimately reach all of us who live in coastal communities and depend on accurate forecasts to make informed decisions about our safety.
I'm starting to see the bigger picture here. It's not just about budget numbers. It's about the interconnectedness of science, technology, and human lives. And it seems like we might be underestimating the importance of investing in those connections.
I think that's a key takeaway from this conversation. Hurricane forecasting is not just about science, it's about people. It's about the scientists and researchers working tirelessly behind the scenes to improve our understanding of these powerful storms. It's about the hurricane hunters who risk their lives to gather vital data, and it's about all of us who rely on accurate forecasts to keep ourselves and our loved ones safe.
Well said, but it feels a bit overwhelming. What can we as average citizens actually do to ensure we have the best possible hurricane forecasts, especially in light of these budget cuts?
That's a great question, and one we'll explore further.
Okay.
Let's explore that now. So we were just talking about, you know, what we can do. And I think one of the most impactful things we can do is become, you know, informed and engaged citizens.
What do you mean by that?
Well, for starters, we need to understand how weather policy decisions are made and who our elected officials are. Then we can make our voices heard by contacting them and expressing our support for funding scientific research at NOAA, especially when it comes to hurricane forecasting.
So writing letters, making phone calls, that sort of thing.
Exactly. It might seem like a small act, but believe me, those messages do get noticed, especially when they come from a collective voice.
That makes sense. Is there anything else we can do besides contacting our elected officials?
Absolutely. Staying informed about weather policy is crucial. We need to pay attention to proposed legislation, budget allocations, and any policy changes that could affect hurricane research and forecasting.
So we need to be aware of what's happening and be ready to speak up if necessary. But how do we even keep track of all that information? Seems like a lot to follow.
Yeah, there are some great resources available to help with that several organizations are dedicated to advocating for science-based policy, and they often provide updates and alerts about relevant issues. You can also sign up for newsletters from reputable news sources that cover weather and climate issues.
Those are all great suggestions.
Yeah.
It sounds like knowledge is really power in this case. The more we understand about the issue and the political processes involved, the more effectively we can advocate for change.
You got it. And beyond individual actions, we can also support organizations that are actively working to advance weather research and forecasting.
Are there specific organizations you would recommend looking into?
There are quite a few doing incredible work. The American Meteorological Society, for example, is a great resource for staying up to date on the latest research and advocating for sound weather policies. There are also several nonprofit organizations dedicated to supporting hurricane research and improving forecasting capabilities. A little online research can go a long way in finding organizations that align with your interests.
I like that idea. Supporting those organizations can make a real difference.
It definitely can, even small contributions can help fund research projects, educational programs, and advocacy efforts that ultimately benefit everyone.
I'm feeling a little more empowered now, knowing that there are things we can do to make a difference. It's easy to feel helpless when facing something as big and complex as government budget cuts, but it sounds like every voice and every action counts.
I completely agree, and I think it's important to remember that this is about more than just numbers on a spreadsheet. It's about people's lives, their safety, and their livelihoods. When we advocate for better hurricane forecasting, we're advocating for our communities and for a future where we're better prepared for the challenges of a changing climate.
That's a powerful message, and it brings us back to where we started, imagining a hurricane barreling towards your coast. By staying informed, engaging with our elected officials, and supporting organizations dedicated to weather research and forecasting, we can help ensure that the information feeding those crucial forecasts is as accurate and complete as possible.
Well said. It's a collective effort, and it requires all of us to play a part, but together we can make a difference.
Absolutely. So that's it for today's episode of Meteorology Matters. We hope this conversation has provided you with a deeper understanding of the complexities of hurricane forecasting and the importance of investing in science and technology to keep our communities safe.
Thank you for joining us, and remember, knowledge is power, especially when it comes to the weather. Stay informed, stay engaged, and stay safe.